From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Aung San Suu Kyi will not be Myanmar's new president. Myanmar's National League for Democracy Party, which won an overwhelming number of seats in parliament during November's general election, decided Thursday not to put forward the name of its leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, for consideration as president or vice president. A clause in the military written constitution prevents her from taking the top job because her sons have foreign citizenship. VOA correspondent Steve Herman reports from Myanmar's parliament in the capital of Naypyidaw.
It was a bittersweet day for NLD lawmakers as they could not add the name of Aung San Suu Kyi to the list from which Myanmar's next president will be chosen.
I'm very sad. She is the right president, but I hopefully become one day she will be president.
The NLD's prime candidate to become president is the Oxford-educated Tin Jaw, an unelected confidant of the party's leader. NLD lawmakers will be instructed to vote for him, so it is virtually certain he will be the next president, as well as labeled a puppet of Aung San Suu Kyi, who has stated she will be above the presidency.
Steve Herman, VOA News, at the parliament in Naypyidaw.
North Korea responded Thursday to new sanctions from South Korea by firing short-range ballistic missiles into the sea, a show of defiance and vowing to liquidate all remaining South Korean assets at the former cooperative projects in the north. This move comes as the latest escalating standoff between the Koreas that began in January when North Korea detonated what it said was an H-bomb of justice, its fourth nuclear test. Since then, the North has launched a long-range rocket, and the South has shut a jointly run factory park. This is VOA News. Iran's foreign ministry insisted Thursday that the missile tests carried out by that country's Revolutionary Guard this week do not violate Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers or a UN Security Council resolution. According to a ministry spokesman, the missiles were conventional defensive instruments, and they were merely for legitimate defense, according to the IRNA news agency. Iran's Revolutionary Guard test launched two ballistic missiles Wednesday, emblazoned with the phrase, "Israel must be wiped out" in Hebrew, a show of power by the Shiite nation, long an opponent of Israel. It was the latest in a series of recent tests aimed at demonstrating Iran's intentions to push ahead with its ballistic program after scaling back its nuclear program under the deal reached last year with the U.S. and other world powers. The Interior Ministry of Austria, Johanna Mikl-Leitner, says the Balkan immigration route should remain closed after Slovenia, Macedonia, Serbia, and Croatia closed borders this week to all migrants except those planning to seek asylum within their borders. Mikl-Leitner told the German daily Die Welt Thursday that the Balkan route through those countries should stay closed permanently, saying the clock will not be turned back. Meanwhile, Turkish news agencies say five migrants, including an infant, drowned off Turkey's western coast after a boat taking them to Greece sank on the way to the island of Lesbos. Nine people were reported rescued from the boat, which was carrying Afghan and Iranian migrants. Two migrants are still missing. Democratic presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders challenged each other's records, particularly on immigration, in a sometimes contentious debate Wednesday night in the southeastern state of Florida. They compete in a primary there and in four other delegate-rich states next Tuesday, with Vermont Senator Sanders trying to build off of a surprise win in Michigan and catch the former Secretary of State. Clinton criticized Sanders for voting against an immigration reform bill in 2007, while he slammed Clinton for opposing a push to allow illegal immigrants to obtain driver's licenses. But both candidates said they would not deport children of immigrants who do not have a criminal record. They addressed Republican candidate Donald Trump's much different stances on immigration that include a pledge to build a wall at the Mexican border and deport the 11 million people living in the country illegally. Clinton called the wall plan a fantasy, while Sanders said the idea of removing 11 million people is a vulgar, absurd idea. Public will have a final chance Thursday to pay their respects to U.S. First Lady Nancy Reagan. Her body lies in repose at the Presidential Library in California of her late husband, President Ronald Reagan.
O.A.